Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Angel Answers and happy Wednesday. I'm one of your hosts, Mary Hernandez, accompanied here tonight by Liz Sister. VC Love was unable to be with us tonight, but she's here in spirit. How are you doing, Liz?
I'm great, Mary. How about you?
I'm doing great. Especially after that 2-2-2-2-2 yesterday.
Yes.
And releasing everything. Oh, my gosh. Wasn't it magical?
So guess what? I actually am an ordained minister. So I actually did a wedding service last night after work before I did the singing bowl meditation in my center. Because I have a beautiful backdrop there. One of my walls has this beautiful lighted curtain on it. And so I was able to perform a wedding ceremony for a couple. It was very nice, and I thanked them for committing to their love on that day, because I said, you committing to your love today, I said, on this special day, I said, is sending out that love to the world 100 times. So thank you for your contribution, because what do we need right now more than anything in the world is love. So
yeah,
it was very beautiful.
Exactly.
It was very nice ceremony last night, and was glad I could do that.
Yeah, I saw pictures online. It was so beautiful, and I loved your background too, the backdrop.
Thank
you. Beautiful. You're welcome.
Well, they were really sweet. They were. It was just a nice time all around.
Yeah, I know. And it was raining here a lot, so I was unable to ground. And today it was 70 here, all I did was spend my time grounding by the boardwalk and just, like, meditating and just, like, I think I spent, like, practically from 12 to, like, 6 outside.
Oh, nice.
It was
nice.
That beautiful outside. Yeah, it was really, really nice, yeah. I didn't have a busy day today, so I just walked, and meditated all day long and just said hi to all the strangers I met on the boardwalk. And just smile, because it's always nice to smile,
Yeah. Well, I know. Here in New York, I can finally not have to wear masks all day. Indoors.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been such a difference. I work with the public all day, and it's been so nice to be able to smile at people and, be happy and talk to them and in a less barricaded way. And it wasn't quite 70
I'm not sure if they lifted
York,
it
so.
Off here. Yeah, I know. I think it's the same here. Like, I think it's by choice if you want to wear it. Because the other day I went to the mall and a couple of people had it. And I didn't wear mine because I was like, okay, I don't think it's mandated, because if everybody doesn't have it, then I'm not going to wear it, because, I can't breathe with it. So it's been a great day. So I'm ready for the show. I'm ready, for everything. So with that said, I'm going to introduce myself and introduce DC and say a little bit about myself and DC as well. So I'm one of your hosts, obviously, Mary Hernandez. I'm an intuitive empath, and I communicate with spirit and pass on loved ones. I get channeled messages, and I also get I love pulling cards for people, like from my oracle decks and my tarot cards, which I have so many of. I'm a Reiki master and an ordained minister as well. So I offer lots of different options for readings on my website. I also do numerology readings. And just in case people don't know, it's the benefit of numerology is that it can uncover your destiny and life purpose, and it also uncovers, like, what are you here, what is your life lesson, basically, and it's also a bridge between who you are now and who you have the potential to be in this world, in this lifetime, I should say. And you can find me at www.theangelwithin.com or the my Gmail account, which is maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. And I just wanted to say D is spelled T-H-E-E, so it's a double E. And then for DC Love, DC Love is an angel intuitive, conscious channel, animal communicator, seer, dream interpreter, divine healer. She's a Reiki master in Ufue and Saikam, and she's also an ordained minister. DC channels bringing forth messages, divine guidance, and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, angels, and the ascended masters. Her in-spirit dog, Ginger, which we love so much, and not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers, which we also love, it also comes in, you know, to channel messages, with channel messages. And you can find DC Love on Facebook at DC Love. And Liz, do you want to say a little bit about yourself as well and introduce yourself?
Sure. Absolutely. My name is Liz Pfister. I'm a self-proclaimed spiritual guru. I know a little bit about a lot of things, spiritual and metaphysical. I'm a student of the universe. I'm a Reiki healer, an intuitive meditation coach, a card reader, spiritual counselor, card deck creator, ordained minister, radio host, and I also have just recently opened my holistic center as well. So I have a lot of things going on. Every Tuesday, you can find me on my Facebook page at LizP11Love. I live stream a crystal singing bowl meditation for everyone from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern time. So you can always tune in and get a little meditation time, a little time out for yourself. And even if you're not able to catch it live, the replays are always posted so you can watch them anytime. You know, but you need a little zen moment. So I did bring a bowl with me this evening. I brought the root chakra. And I'm sorry, not the root, the sacral chakra. And that's right in our pelvic area. And that's the center for our creation, our soul fire, our passions, our sexuality, all those things. And the color of the sacral chakra is orange. And it's, you know, right now we're in a very, very beautiful manifestic time, and we want to be in the spirit of creation. We want to be in the energy of creation. So I thought I would bring this to open us all up a little more, and also it helps to connect Mary and DC and I so deeply a lot of the time, but also the callers that are on. So it's nice to have the bowl at the beginning. So if everyone wants to take a nice big deep breath in through their nose and let it out through their mouth nice and slow, take another deep breath in as you focus your attention in that pelvic area. There's a little creative energy flow for us all this evening.
Wow, that was beautiful. Thank you, Liz.
You're welcome. I believe you have a card message for us, huh, Mary?
Yes. And I actually, I know, I have to, like, snap out of it. That was so magical. Thank you. I have to say, so I pulled out from the Keepers of the Light Oracle deck, and I had a meditation before coming into, you know, the show, and Joan of Arc came through for me, and guess what card fell out? Joan of Arc. So it says, she's the voice, I know, she's the voice of truth. And it says, stand strong, focus on your purpose, and release the fear of persecution and speak your truth, which I always try to speak my truth. Joan of Arc was a medieval French peasant girl who is reported to have been visited by Archangel Michael and other saints, who gave her information on how she could help Charles save France from English domination. She was only a teenager when she went into battle for her country and won a huge victory. She was, however, later captured and burned at the stake. These days, she is a supremely loving guide to all those who want to stand the odds. She also helps many light workers overcome their fear of persecution. You are being encouraged to stand strong. You may feel unrecognized and misunderstood, but that doesn't mean you have to give up on the mission you feel called to fulfill. You must follow the will of your soul and exercise your leadership spirit by speaking your truth. You may feel as if you're on a battlefield, but this conflict will come to an end as soon as you stop defending yourself. You are not here to prove yourself to others. Instead, a proof of yourself. Know that your angels are on your side and that heaven is thanking you for being the honest soul you are. Oh, that's so beautiful. I love you, Joan of Arc.
Yeah. I was going to say, you know, Kyle Gray pulled her a couple days ago for his card pull on his page. I know it was just maybe Monday or Tuesday. So she's definitely in the,
she's been,
you know,
appearing.
This is a,
this
she's
is
definitely
the time
in the energy
to speak
right
our
now.
Truth. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes, it is. It is. Not only for light workers, but for everyone to come forward and stand in their, you know, truth and just speak it.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
there's
that's a
so
powerful
much
card.
Going on in the world.
Yeah, yeah. I try to stay in a bubble, so I really don't know much.
Yeah,
except if I see something on Facebook.
We do. I do too. I don't watch the news and all of that stuff, but we definitely know there's a lot of sadness going on. We definitely know that people are struggling, you know, mentally as well as spiritually and physically.
Yeah.
You know, people have dealt with a lot over the last couple of years, and it's, you know, we've all noticed some shifts and things happening. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what continues to take place. But I think, you know, for some of us, you know, obviously a lot more people have awoken. But also, you know, beyond that, we also have come to some realizations, right, about what's important in life and things like that, and really knowing, you know, where we should put our focus and stuff like that. So that's, you know, there are some positives that have come from all this too. So,
yes,
just navigating the change. That's all. So,
right. Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, I see we have some callers waiting, Mary. Are we ready to get this show on the road?
Yes,
all
we
right.
are.
Okay. Well, let's see how many repeated messages we can give people this evening, because we are always so in sync.
We're always in sync.
Oh my God. Was it last week when I was like, oh my gosh, you guys are giving messages, and as I'm laying down my cards, there's this thing everyone's saying? Was that last?
Yeah,
it was last week, Valentine's Day there.
Yeah, it was last week. Yeah. Right.
That was wild.
I love that.
So.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens this evening. I'm sure it'll be just as magical. It always is.
Yeah.
All right. Well, here we go. Area code 310, you're live with Angel Answers. Could we have your first name, please?
Hi, my name is Erica.
Erica?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a question for us, Erica? How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I was just hoping to connect with my grandpa. He passed away Monday, so very recently, and I feel like I carry just a little bit of guilt, because I feel like maybe I wasn't able to understand him clearly on what his pain was through, because he caught COVID and was having issues with his lungs, and so yeah, I just he would say, like, sometimes he'd be like, I can't breathe. And I was like, no, you have your mask, you know, like he would try to remove it. And I'm like, no, don't do that. Because, you know, I just wasn't understanding that he was getting worse. And so what he was saying was actually what he was feeling. But I didn't understand that.
Okay. Well, we're so very sorry for your loss. That is that's terribly sad. But I could tell you, I felt right away.
Sorry.
Right in the middle of my chest. Do you want to give your message, Mary?
You can. I got a lot, but if you want to give your message, it's fine.
I was just going to say what I felt immediately in the middle of my chest was, so he's sending you right away. He does not want you to feel at all, you know, guilty. He wants you to have no guilt at all because it wasn't your fault. And really, everything that happens here in this lifetime, it's predestined. So, you know, this was already going to transpire the way it did. So he doesn't want you to have any guilt about it. But I will let Mary give you her message, and then I'll read what my cards say for you.
Hi, Erica. So
Hi.
Immediately I felt him. I'm sorry for your loss. And I was so, like, emotional. But I was taken aback only because, like Liz said, it was just the love that I felt that he had for you. And, again, he wants you not to feel guilty at all. It was his time to go. So, and I'm getting chills. He came through right on my crown, and I felt like, I don't know, as a little girl, if he would touch you on the head, pat you on the head. That's how I felt him come in. And right now I feel like he's giving me a hug from behind. So I don't know if you feel that. Sometimes it gets transposed from me to you. So I'm not sure if you felt that. But he does love you, and he does not want you to feel guilty. And it's okay to cry. Because crying, you know, cleanses the soul. And as I break my card, the card that says, for my talking to heaven, these are the ones I give to callers when they call about passed on loved ones. It says, tears cleanse the soul, and it's a big heart. So, again, the love, he's sending you lots of love. So I'm going to see if he has a message from the card for you, but that was the major message that I was getting. It's the love, and I have something on my desk, my work desk, that it says, love the life you live, and everything is covered except love. So I just wanted to point that out again. He just loves you, and don't feel guilty. And I'll see if anything else comes through on the cards. So I'll switch you back over to Liz, Erica.
Yeah, because during the hospital, I was permitted to stay there he was so anxious, and I felt like it was best if somebody was there with him. So they gave me the opportunity to be there with him. And I noticed one day he wasn't having the same appetite. And I had asked him, like, oh, what would you like from the outside? And he gave me, like, oh, I want some chicken feet. And so I was able to arrange so somebody can bring him. And he got mad at me for that. Like, he was a very, like, didn't want to ask for anything, any help, or was embarrassed. Like, somebody would get mad or whatever, you know? And so, like, he got mad about that. And then I was, like, upset because how can you get mad if I'm just trying to help you, and if I notice that you need something, like, I just want to help you. And then I got a little bit upset about that. And then the nurse came in, and he told her, like, she doesn't want to help me anymore. And I was still, like, listening to him, like, if he wanted water or anything. But I just wasn't, like, looking at him because I was emotional about it, too. And then he's like, I apologize, because the nurse told him, like, you should be grateful that, you know, you're so lucky to have somebody here. You're the only patient that does. And if they're trying to pamper you, just go for it, you know, just let them. I'm not going to get mad. And so, and he apologized to me, and I felt like, you know, I told him, like, I'm sorry if I don't know how to take care of you properly. But everything I did was out of love for him. And I felt guilty, like, maybe I shouldn't have made him mad about that.
No, don't feel bad. I have to say this, that remember when I said I cut the card and it said, tears cleanse this soul, and it has a heart? That's the same card that fell for you. So again, he wants me to read from the book for you. And he says, when you cry, I am even closer to you, hugging and reassuring you. Sometimes you feel my presence and sometimes not. However, I want you to know how beautiful you are when you are vulnerable with your heart fully open, feeling your raw emotions. Tears are a way to wash your soul of impurities, such as fear and worry. It's a healthy means of releasing painful feelings. So I'm very proud of you for allowing yourself to cry. I know that it's difficult and that you want the pain to end, and it will, I promise. Just know that your heart heals faster as you allow it to experience all these feelings. Don't try to stay composed or hold back tears. Cry if and when you need to. People will understand. And if they don't, then that says much more about them than it does about you, because God gave us the ability to shed tears for a healing reason, and it takes a strong person to cry. So cry, Erica, as much as you need to. You know, he loves you, again, like with that hug that I felt in the beginning without pulling the card, is exactly the hug I felt. And that's the hug that you could feel from him, you know, if you bring him in. But, you know, like, cry as much as you can, you know, and then know that eventually you could connect with him. You know, we can teach you on the show. You know, we do this all the time. We try to teach colors, you know, and eventually, very soon, I'll be teaching mediumship courses as well. So that's to follow.
So
my condolences to you. But yeah, go ahead, Erica.
So you think that this was already predestined, because on his last 80th birthday, he was like, I don't want to have any more birthdays. And he's like, I just want to jump off a bridge. Like, I'm just too old.
Aww.
So maybe it was, yeah, like, he was already calling up on that thing,
it was his time. That was the first thing I got. It was his time. So, you know, it's nothing that you did wrong, nothing. It was just his time. Everyone has a predestined time to go. And, you know, it was just his time to go. But he doesn't want you to feel guilty.
Because
so
when we were, you know, when we were in the hospital, like, I told him, like, ask for forgiveness. Say that that's not what you want anymore. And he wanted to live. So I don't understand why it just got worse, like the virus. And the doctor said that from the beginning, before I even went in, there was actually, like, almost no hope. Because, one, he was a smoker for 70 years. Two, he had asthma. And three, he got COVID for the second time. And it attacked his lungs severely. So, everything was going well, and all of a sudden it was a downhill. So that's why I thought, like, maybe he could have, we would have walked out. There was a chance.
Erica,
Liz,
this is Liz. What I'll say is, you know, when people get to the end of life, right, and you know, obviously it's scary to be in the hospital with a disease and not, you know, not feeling well, right, and then maybe you're having guilt about things from your life, you know, when you realize that mortality is in the wings. We lash out. We say things. He was on an emotional roller coaster, really, at that point in the hospital. Everything is predetermined before we come. It's, you know, whether it was COVID or any of those things, it was his time, and he accepts that. You know, he accepted that in the end. Did at times he lash out at you? Yes, because you were there. It's unfortunately, it's normal for people
he apologized, though.
That's, and he did, because he doesn't mean it. He loves you. You know, he has, I'm sure there were things in his life that he had remorse about. And, you know, he's thinking about those things, not sharing them with you. And then you're there, and you're the only person there, right? And he normally, if he was any other patient, he would have been all by himself, and he would have had no one. No one to talk about, no one to, you know, say, hey, to make him remember love. I mean, really, because you were there and you said, you know, I'm just trying to help you and I'm not sure what to do, you reminded him that, oh, hey, you know what? She's human and she makes mistakes. I made mistakes. I shouldn't make her feel bad, right? So you brought him back to love, where other patients who were there all alone, there's a very good chance that they didn't leave this world in love. They were leaving this world in sadness or anger, because they were all alone and there was no one for them to talk to. And
for,
as Mary,
for him, on Sunday night, we got the entire family and he was able to see everybody. And then he was separated from my grandma for a few years now, but they were able to hug each other and to forgive each other and to say we love each other. And after that, he said, you know what, I'm just ready to go now. I'm so tired and I'm ready to go after we had this meeting.
Yeah.
So I think it was just he was waiting. He was holding on until it was that one day, and he got to see all his brothers, all his kids, some of his grandkids. And everything, even through video, I would, like, have him call, speak to, even if he didn't say much, I told him to speak more, not to really, because he needed to preserve his oxygen. So I try to comfort him, too. And, like, my words, he's like, oh, your words are so beautiful. So I try to take away, like, the good stuff instead of feeling so guilty from, you know, I did this wrong and he didn't like it, or, you know, I was just trying to help him.
Yes, you were. And you did a wonderful job. I'm here. He, you know, like I said, it's just that emotional roller coaster in the end, right? And he's so very grateful. He appreciates what you did. He is very, very, you know, very, very grateful that you will be able to be there with him. And you did give him a lot of comfort. And he doesn't want you to have any guilt surrounding it. It was nothing you did. He did surrender. You know, he could have chose to fight and stay, you know, and try to go more, but he decided to say, no, this is, you know, he got his happy ending, right? He was able to see all the people that he loved. He was able to make peace with that. And he said, okay, I'm ready. You know, he made the declaration. So, you know, it was his choice. I do have a couple cards for you, which I think are really powerful and beautiful. The first one I pulled out is, you are ready for a spiritual awakening. So this for you is, ironically, as it's an ending of life that you loved, this is actually a very beautiful beginning of something very, very beautiful for you in your life. This is going to open you up and start you on a new path. Exploring and looking into different things. As Mary was, you know, also giving you the message from your grandfather, I, again, you know, was completely animated like she was with goosebumps, feeling his love. I mean, my heart is just, it's so big right now. He so, so loves you and so appreciates you. And the second card that came with that is, the energy frequency of love is the strongest. So he's with you. He's not going to leave you. He's there to guide you. Anytime that you are having a hard day or hard time, you know, call him and ask him for help. He's right there. He's gonna give you that hug that you'll feel. You know, you'll feel this, you know, the love in your heart, all those things. He's going to let you know that he's there. He's going to be right along with you for the ride.
So him determining that it was his time, that he didn't want to continue, had nothing to do with me, like with my care, or, you know.
No.
Or he just.
No.
He just felt him. Like, do you know why?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, he just, you know, he, like I said, again, it's that end of life where all these emotions are coming up, right? All these, you know, when you're leaving somewhere, right, and you're like, oh, I didn't do this and I didn't do that. And, you start to get a little like, oh, I missed out. You know, it's the same thing when you come to the end of life, right, and you know that it's coming. You're going, geez, what didn't I do? What should I have done differently? What, you know, I wish I could have did this or that. And, you know, maybe he wished that he had said sorry to your grandmother years before, you know, and then he got that opportunity. Mm-hmm. You know, he in those moments where he's reliving those things, right, thinking that this is the end, he's asking to be able to do them. And how fortunate for him that it was able to manifest. And he's like, hey, guess what? I was able to make the peace that I wanted to make. I'm happy and I'm content. You know, with everything with COVID, if it's in his lungs, you know, how was the quality of his health going to be from here on out? Even if he was able to go home, what would he have been struggling with going forward?
He would have had that might have been a little tink. He would have walked with a little tank forever. And he had mentioned to my auntie, like, I don't want to be living like that. Like years before, I don't want to be in that situation. So he was, like you said, he was happy because when he did pass and everybody saw him, they were just like, he seemed happy and at peace. And everybody's content with that.
Yeah. It's not, had nothing to do with anyone else. He blames no one. He knew it was his time to go. And he accepted it and said, okay, I'm ready. You know, and really, like, thank you for giving me the opportunity to make peace with all of this stuff and go, right? And if you get that opportunity, like, gosh, it's almost like, hey, do I want to go and have an opportunity to make those mistakes again? Or do I just want to say, okay, I'm at peace and I'm ready to make my exit? Because he's gone from this physical world, but he's not gone. You know, he's living on in another place, in a different form.
Yeah, and I've been really strong because sometimes I feel like maybe they think, like, why isn't she crying? Like, why isn't she as emotional? Well, because I feel like he left in peace, and because I've seen so many NDEs to the point where they say all the time, like, it's so beautiful, heaven is so beautiful, that if God gave me a chance, I wouldn't have returned. I would have wanted to stay. So how can we blame him? How can we be mad at him for taking off? And what they say, my uncle had this most beautiful statement. He said, the same way that Grandpa migrated to the U.S., and he was the first one there, and then he came home and brought us to the U.S., he's doing the same in heaven. He's being the first one to go.
Yeah.
So that That's when we're job. Ready, he can lead us.
You got it. See? This is all, and this is all part of your plan now, too, in your journey. This is all, like I said, you're going to become more curious about spiritual things and that sort of stuff, and you're going to start to connect and reach out and look for that education, and he's going to help you. He's going to guide you along the way. He's going to assist you to know when things are, you know, when you are right, when your intuition is working and you're spot on, he's going to be there. And he wants you, you know, to call on him so he can give you that love and support, too, in everything you do.
Yeah, and last night I thought, like, what can I learn from him? Like, he was such a good teacher. He was such a good person, a good loving person. Like, what traits can I take from him that I have learned? Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about writing him a letter, too, like a goodbye letter or a later letter, just
absolutely,
to get all my emotions out. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, My son has lost a couple of friends young, and oftentimes, you know, many of the kids are here together grieving. And what I always tell them is to, you know, remember the best parts about that person, the things that you love the most, and then carry them out into the world and share them so that they're remembered in some way. So that's what you can do with your grandfather as well. You know, take your favorite mm-hmm. parts that you loved about him and share them with others, because that's what's going to keep mm-hmm. him alive. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay. Awesome.
I pulled this chakra card for you as well. I'll give you as a parting memento, and it is heart, obviously. Where does one heart live? We leave little pieces of heart where we decide. Our heart is resilient. Our soul is always whole. Our truth remains in our soul. So we leave those little pieces of our heart everywhere as we go through life, and we're supposed to. We're supposed to leave them with people to make them feel better, to make ourselves feel better. But our soul is always intact, and our soul is always going to be complete moving along. But those little pieces of heart that we share with the world are always out there. Your grandfather obviously shared a lot of heart with all of your family and you, and I'm sure many other people throughout the world. So continue to share him with the world and yourself, because there's a lot of beautiful things to be shared. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Some comfort, Erica. You're welcome. You have a great evening. We'll put you back on here.
Yes. Thank you.
Bye. You're welcome.
Hi, Erica. You're welcome.
Oh, how nice. Her grandfather is. Love is so strong.
I know.
I'm like, oh, right
so
away.
Beautiful.
I saw my heart open right up as she mentioned him. And then as you're giving your message, I immediately felt all tingled with goosebumps. And you said, I've got goosebumps. And I'm like, oh, geez.
Mm-hmm.
And again.
Yeah, he was hugging me.
Loving
so I could tell her that he was hugging her. That was beautiful.
Yeah.
And I love calls like this because, you know, passed on loved ones come through. And I just want to say a quick story, you know, like about when my dad passed away, my daughter actually, that's what opened her up. And I think that's what I'm feeling for Erica is that that's what's going to happen with her. Like this, the loss of her grandfather is just going to catapult her into like opening up to spirit and opening up. And I'm getting chills. Exactly. I had to say this. And that's how my daughter opened up, because she missed my grandfather, my dad, her grandfather so much that, you know, she wanted to connect with him, and she did. I mean, and now, you know, she's a psychic medium just like me, you know, and she opened up faster than me, you know, because that happened when she was 18. So, you know, it's just something that, you know, that's what happens. You know, we lose someone and we miss them so much that we can then, you know, call them in as our guides and, you know, and connect with them. Because, like you said, it's just the soul. Their body's gone, but their soul is still with us, you know. So
absolutely.
I just wanted to say that. Sorry, Liz.
No, I was going to say, as soon as I pulled the cards, I was like, oh, this is sweet. And then I got just drop breadcrumbs. So I thought, okay, so just tell her a little bit. Because she'll figure the rest out fast enough. It'll come so quickly, and it'll be so beautiful and exciting. So very excited for her future, you know, even, you know, and that's, what do they say? Every end is a new beginning. So it was a very beautiful way to be able to share that with her. So, oh, well, let's see what we have for another caller.
Yes.
That was pretty exciting for a first one. All right.
Yeah, it was.
Area code 919, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hi, my first name is Sandra, but I go by my middle name, Kay.
Hi, Kay. Do you have a question for us, Kay?
I do. I just first want to say my heart goes out to the young lady who called in, Erica. That was such a beautiful reading, and I send her prayers and wonderful vibes, so I get it. It was very touching, and you guys did wonderful with her. Yes.
Well, yeah,
my
beautiful
question
energy.
Is regarding. Yes. Oh, thank you. My question is regarding career. I'm presently working, but it's not like the healthiest work environment. It's very toxic, and I have been applying and interviewing. but nothing's really worked out just yet. I do believe that something's coming, and I'm just wondering how soon, or do you see something coming soon?
Okay. I remember talking to you before, Kay, and your job. I feel like the last time we talked to you, I thought your job was very, very toxic. But today I feel like it's
very
not.
Toxic.
Yeah. Today I'm just feeling like it's not as bad as it was the last time. And it's weird that I even remember that because it feels like it was so long ago. But
it was, and it's been a bit. It's still toxic, but I think you might be picking up my energy a little bit different. I'm not letting it absorb as much as it was. I'm not getting sick to my stomach every day. I'm coming to a level of peace, understanding that this is not the place. So don't just stay in that sadness, but
like,
do something.
It's easy, right, once we know that that it's not meant for us, and we just kind of have to do the job until the next thing comes along. It makes a little more like, okay. That might be what I'm picking up, because I feel like I don't feel like it's so, like you need to get out of there. I have some cards that I need to read, but that was what I picked up immediately.
Okay.
I'm sure Mary has something for you, so I'll let her give you the message, but that came out, so I thought I would share it.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Kay.
Hi.
The first thing I got was, as soon as you asked the question, was divine timing. I mean, that's the first thing they threw at me, and I was like, okay. And I was like, all right, I want to pick out a card from Cards of Time for you, and I did. And then it shows 12 weeks or 12 months is what the card says. And let me read from the book what that means, because sometimes for work, when we ask for work, this is a separate, and it would give me a meaning. This is 12 weeks. Here we go, 12 weeks. Okay, so for job, always keep a steady eye on the course like a helmsman at sea, even if the destination lies in a faraway place. Okay.
Okay.
Keep a steady eye. I feel like keep your eye on the prize or what it is that you want. So we said this last week, right? The way we do, like, where we manifest the divine partner that we want to bring into our life, it's the same way that I'm asking callers to make that list of our, like, the perfect job. Like, what do we want in that job? Like, you know, whether it's people, you know, a nice boss, flexibility to work from home, things like that. You know, just put it out into the universe and then let it go. That's what I'm getting. And then I pulled the postcard from Spirit for you, and this is what it says. I'm not sure. It doesn't pertain to your question. At least I don't think so, because I was trying to read it. We need you to know that you can change things miraculously for you and everyone and make things right. It's never too late. Forgiveness, this is the part, is about releasing yourself from the burden of an old story, one in which you were a victim of someone else's action or your own. You don't need to carry this around. You can set yourself free. Even advocating for good because of this experience requires your forgiveness to be effective. Forgiveness is never about condoning things that were done. It's about letting yourself off the hook from carrying the burden. Resentment and hurt are like viruses that spread to others, and that is the opposite of what you really desire, right? Imagine what your life will be like without the burdens that you carry when you do not forgive. You can do it. Everyone over here believes in you and adores you. So what I'm getting at first, you know, it wasn't resonating, but as I read the entire card, it does. If there's something that you need to release, and forgive, you know, what forgiveness does for us as, you know, people, like people in general, is that it allows us to move forward, like not become stagnant. Like when we start holding like anger inside, you know, it makes us sick in different ways. It starts coming up with pain, back pain, neck pain, you know, you know what I mean. So it's just a matter of forgiving. It doesn't mean, you know, letting them off the hook, you know, like forgetting what they did, but it's just, you know, letting yourself, letting that part of you go, because that's going to allow you to grow into the person that you can be, like even greater than what you are. Because I remember speaking to you like a couple of months before, and it was just like, I feel like your energy is so like vibrant, you know, so it's just that little bit, that forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Once you do that, I can feel that so many doors are going to open, because, you know, it holds you down as far as, you know, whatever it is that you want to do, it's always going to be like that thing, you know, like that, where it's holding you back. You know, the anger or whatever it is. I can't pinpoint it, but I think you know what I mean about the forgiveness part and releasing yourself from the burden of that old story, who is not you anymore. That person is not you.
Right.
You're this vibrant, fulfilled woman. I mean, I just feel like so much good is going to happen. Like you can manifest so many miracles in your life once this goes. Like, just let it go. And I'm getting chills, so I'm going to give you over to Liz, because I'm sure she's so excited to give you her reading.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I was going to say, Mary, that's so funny that you, because I'm like, you know, generally I don't remember callers, you know, week to week necessarily, or what we read for them, because you're just, when you're doing this, you're not necessarily yourself and, you know, you just do so many, you cleanse yourself afterwards, so you don't remember all this stuff. but it's funny that we both remember that energy from Kay the last time she called in the job, that it was so stressful. Like I feel like last time you talked to me, like I felt you were in danger almost.
I get it. Yes. And physically I was, because it was truly, truly impacting me. Oh, my God. In so many ways. So many ways.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. I've been there, and I know exactly what you're talking about. I can totally relate. And it's nice to see that it's such a relaxed energy now. I feel like a ton of weight is lifted. I feel that you're very free. And I so wanted to read these cards that I had pulled while I was talking to you earlier, because I'm like, the first one caught my eye. It's all purple. And it's a figure sitting like in a meditation.
That's my favorite color. That's my favorite color.
Well, the girl is sitting in like Indian style in a meditation like stance, and she has her hands held out in a mudra. So like totally Zen, right? When you see a picture of someone in Zen meditation, like, so that picture on the card, and I'm like, oh, what does this say? And the purple, you know, going with the third eye and the crown. I'm like, I know this has something to do with her, you know, letting go and not worrying and really connecting with that higher power. So that's pretty much what it says. There's tools, and purple is the card. A tool is an implement to modify raw material for a more perfect purpose. It also increases man's speed and accuracy in his expression of thought. Purple is the color of the imagination and spirituality. It encompasses high ideas, deeper thoughts. It is the color of transformation of the soul, a bridge between spirit and human harmony. So right now, you are learning a very, very important tool. That's why you're still at this job. That's why you're going to be there a little bit longer to control your reaction and your emotions. This is helping you to really ground into yourself and know your own strength and be able to keep this ability to find your focus and your center and not allow the outside world to affect your inside world. It's a very, very powerful tool, and you're really doing a great job in it. so it's,
Mm-hmm. And it's an important skill because really there's so many times in life that we need it, not just at jobs, but, you know, sometimes we're in spaces that we have to be in that may be uncomfortable. It's an important tool to be able to find your center and keep your peace without, you know, you having an anxiety attack or any of those things. So, it's, and what it's saying is you're doing all the things right. You're, you know, just remember, have your faith in God because that is what's getting you through because you know there's more out there. You know that something better is coming and that, you know, this is all for a reason and it's working. I got to say beautifully. The next part that came out is fire. And it says burning sensations, ignition of all, creating space for something more. And that was, I was reading that just as Mary was saying, write down the things that you want. What do you want to bring in this new job? And I'm like, oh, there, so this is it right there. The sacral chakra. I don't know if you were on at the beginning of the show when I played the bull. It was for our sacral chakra. And it's all about creativity, right? Our passion. So this is saying, go to the place of your inner fire. And what is it that you want to do? What does your dream job look like? And write those things down. Put them out into the universe. Give it all the emotion and energy, you know, the stuff that really lights you up and you get excited talking about and doing that. That's what you want to do. That's your calling, your purpose. So write it down. Even if it seems like totally out of whack or unrealistic, write it down because it's going to come in some shape or form. Get in touch with that fire. Get yourself excited, you know, because when we have that energy of excitement and motivation, that starts to make things move faster. And then the last card is trust. And I thought this was just such a perfect ending to the reading. Trust that you are not alone. Trust in that inner voice. Have you allowed it to speak to you? And you know which voice comes from love? Higher self, higher power, our guidance. So the things that are directing you with a loving tone, not, you know, talking down to you, not making you doubt yourself or second guess your choices, that's your higher self. That's your intuition. The things that say, yes, do that.
100%.
Not the things that try to tell you not to. The things that tell you not to are ego. So don't, you know, those thoughts get pushed to the side. Yeah, you're not part of this.
Okay.
So
thank you.
So
thank you very much.
What you want is coming, and I really feel like the timing is in your control. How fast or slow you want it to go, you know what's going to fuel it to go faster is connecting with that passion, with that inner, with what it is you want to do, that creative idea. So get those energies out there. Get that flowing. You know, we're in a really good time. We're still in that 222 energy. So go ahead and use it. It's there for the
wonderful,
taking.
Wonderful.
So,
great. Thank you so much. Blessings to you.
You're
both.
Welcome, Kay. And continue
to
do what you're doing
because
you are doing fabulous at it.
Beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great evening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, what a nice reading.
I always find it funny.
Remember somebody's energy like that because I'm like, wow, I feel like you're really calm from the last time. And I know it has not been recently that we've spoken to her. I don't know how long ago it was, but... You know, I'm like, wow, I feel like you're in a much better place, even though I don't really remember what happened last time, but I remember this connection. Funny how that happens and how you can pick that up. So,
yeah.
That was neat.
that was.
We still have some more callers here. Are we ready for our next one, Mary?
Yes.
All right. Area code 812, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Yes, Mary Nicole. Yes.
Okay. Just making sure. Do you have a question for us this evening, Nicole?
Yes, ma'am. My mother's birthday is coming up. It's March 7th, 1957, and she passed away on June 26th, 2021. I'm, like, really missing my mom right now, and I really wish I could hug her and talk to her. So I was wondering if she can talk to me right now.
Yeah, I think she can. Immediately felt her come in and give a hug. So she is here. Mm-hmm. She's always with you. She's always willing to listen. You know, all we need to do is I walk around constantly speaking to myself and my guides. So don't be afraid. She's there. You know, she leaves things to let you know that she's there. You're not noticing yet, or you are, and you're just kind of pushing them to the side. So she's letting you know of her presence. So keep an eye out for things that are you think are coincidental. Like, that's weird, how'd that get there? That's her. That's what they do. They leave us little things. but she is always with you, and she's always listening. You know, so talk to her, allow her to come in, because she wants to come in. She is there with you, and she wants you to know that. So don't be afraid to reach out and ask her.
I mean, I have her ashes in my liver arm, and I've talked to her a lot. It's just, I don't know, I'm not really that, I don't have the power to, you know, speak to the other side or anything like that, but, I was just wondering, does she have any messages for me or anything? Because I've tried to talk to her through other devices, like communicating through, like, spirit boxes and stuff. I haven't got anything.
Well, you are able to connect with the other side. You just have to listen and allow. But that's okay. That's a longer talk. But she is with you. You know, don't ever think she's not. And when you take a moment and close your eyes and take a deep breath and you say, Mom, you know, I miss you. I love you. I need your help. You're going to feel her, you know, you're going to feel the presence of a hug, or, you know, the goosebumps take over your body. That's her presence. That's not just you having a nervous reaction. That's her being there. That's being able to feel her energy in your energy field. So you do have that ability. We all can do that. You know, sometimes we just don't quiet ourselves enough to. So I'm pulling my cards now. I'm sure Mary probably has some information for you as well. I'm sure she has pulled you a beautiful message. So I'll let her do that.
Nicole.
Hi. Yes.
Hi. So immediately, follow to your mom come in through my heart chakra, which means that she's giving you so much love. I called her in and I said, is there any way for Nicole to know that you are around? And I closed my eyes. She was showing me pennies and birds chirping. So, and I'm getting chilled. So she's showing you, like, for instance, if you come out of your driveway or your apartment or wherever you are and you find a penny, that's her. She's with you on that walk. All of a sudden you hear birds chirping near you. That's her, you know, letting you know she's close by. And she also wanted to tell you her soul is always with you. You know, like, she's always going to be that soul, and she's listening to everything that you tell her every day. She's listening, you know, and we could start, like, by sensing them. You know, you could ask her, Mom, can you show me how it is that you come into my energy field, you know, and sense her energy, like what it is that she would do for you. Like, my dad, when I call him in, the first thing he does is play with my hair. Like, you know, like he touches my scalp, and that's how he comes in. That's how I know it's him with me. Or sometimes when I'm sad, he'll just come in and do that. You know, so it's just for you to know how she comes in. So it's just asking her, like, how it is that she wants to come through her energy to you. And that's called sensing energy. And, you know, those are one of the teachings of mediumship, is just sensing our passed on loved ones, or even our ascended masters, Mother Mary, Jesus. You know, they all have different energies, and you feel them differently. And I got two cards from her, from the Talking to Heaven deck. And it says, I have no more earthly worries. And this card is so beautiful. The card itself has sunflowers, so I don't know if that's meaningful to her and to you, sunflowers, and also the sunset. It's got a beautiful sunset. Both cards do. So, you know, and I'm chilled. So I'm glad that I explained to you what the cards look like. So they both have sunsets. And then the first card says, I have no more earthly worries. So it's, she's saying, I have to be honest with you. Life was very stressful for me. I probably should have been more open and forthcoming about my feelings, because I held them in most of the time. And that was damaging me physically and emotionally. I will admit to you now that I was deeply afraid during my life. I was afraid that you and others wouldn't love me if you knew who I truly was. I felt like I was deeply flawed and didn't want you to know. Now that I'm here, though, everything's turned in a completely new direction. I now see that I had nothing wrong with me except my belief that I was flawed. And that belief caused me to act in ways that were hurtful to myself and others. So I apologize for hurting you. I thank God that I have no more earthly worries, and I can now express myself fully to you as I truly am. Now that I no longer am concerned about other judgments and don't stress about money, work, or day-to-day life, I'm completely carefree. And that's one of the messages. So I'm not sure if that resonates, but that's what she wanted to come through and tell you. And then the next card is a unicorn, and the unicorn is galloping in a sunset in a green field. So that's beautiful. Unicorns are very meaningful as well. And it says, as a soul, I can be in several places at once. Without the human body, I am free, and I have new amazing abilities. I can travel to any place and almost any dimension with just a thought. It's like living in one of those flying dreams that you and I discussed. So I can be with you as soon as you need me, and it won't hold back my spiritual growth. If you miss my presence, just say the word, and I'm there by your side instantly. Although I'm not technically an angel, because I still have my human ego to deal with and learn about, I am like an angel to you. I will do my best to protect you always, and you can count upon my continuing love. Oh, so beautiful. I got so emotional with that one.
Yeah, well, I'm going to say a few things about that one. The worry thing, she always worried about me and everybody around her, because I have special needs. I was born with special needs. She's worried about what's going to happen to me after she goes. And then she's just worried about money and just everything, just all this earthly stuff that we all go worry about day to day.
Yeah.
The second thing, the second card is she loves the beach. She loves one particular beach in Maryland, in Ocean City, Maryland. Mm-hmm. And we scatter her ashes in the water in Ocean City, Maryland. So she's... in the ocean, in Ocean City, Maryland. The third card, she loved horses. She was absolutely loved horses. Yeah, and not only that, she was a Pisces. So, she was very dreamy and everything. Yeah.
Oh, that's so beautiful. I'm so glad it resonated, and I feel her, like, giving you so much love. Like, I'm feeling the love that she's sending to you in my heart. Like, oh my gosh, like, I feel like crying from, like, the love that she's giving you. Like, that's
she's
how much she loves
person.
You.
Yeah, she loves animals. Yeah, if she didn't like animals, like, sleeping outside, she'll bring all the animals in from the cold and take care of them and everything. She loved animals, and she loved her kids, and she loved everybody. She didn't like people to have any harm on them. She was very religious. And like I said, she was a Pisces. She was a very emotional person. She was a water sign.
Yeah. Well, her energy was beautiful. Thank you for letting me call her in. I'm sure Liz has a few cards for you, too, and another message for you. Thank you so much, Nicole.
Oh,
no. And I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
Hi, Nicole. It's Liz. Mary, those are beautiful messages. They're so sweet. I thought I was going to have some nice messages. I pulled from my friend Michelle's Never Alone deck, it's called. And the first two messages are messages from your mom that I pulled out. And then the third one was just something that Spirit wanted you to hear. But the first one says, create positive changes in your day. So your mom wants you to get out and be happy. She wants you to think of, each day, start each day with one happy memory of the two of you, right? One happy memory that you have, just bring that in. She wants you to be happy. She wants you to do things and be out in the world. She doesn't want you to sit and be sad about her passing. It was her time, and she's happy to be on the other side. It's a lot less stress and weight on her. And she, like Mary and I both have told you, she's with you. She hasn't left you. She's watching over you. She's right there by your side. And again, anytime you need to feel her love, because I could feel her here too, just that comfort of a mother, knowing that she's there and she supports you is such a beautiful feeling. Again, close your eyes, take a couple deep breaths and say, Mom, I need you. And you'll feel that hug around your body. You'll feel that emotion.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a smell too. You may, when you think of her, or need her to come around, you may smell something that is familiar to her. So, keep that in mind. Spirit comes in so many different ways. So there's a lot of things. And then the second message, and I thought this was absolutely beautiful, appreciate the small things in life and you will find greater joy. So she wants you to count all your blessings. She wants you to focus on all the good things that are happening for you. The bad things, that sounds just like her.
I'm sorry. Because my mom would say that when she was alive, because she's like, be grateful what you have, because when I was a little girl, we all go through, when you're about five, you go through these attention tantrums, these little fits and stuff. And my mom didn't know how to handle it. She says, well, be happy. Other kids in this world don't have what you have. Be grateful for what you have. My mom always said that throughout my life.
And she wants you to continue to focus on those good things. Bad things are going to happen to all of us, but remember they're only temporary. Don't put your focus there. Just, feel your discomfort at the time and say, I know something good will come along. And put your attention there, because when we focus on the good things, we see more good things and we notice less of the bad things. And so she, is reminding you that in order to keep yourself happy and in a good place, that's the best thing for us to do, is put our attention on the positive things that happen to us.
I have one last question. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, the last part I had from just Spirit in general for you is, allow the love of your angels guide you towards healing your mind, body, and soul. So allow that comfort of knowing she's with you, along with so many other angels and guides that you have. Remind yourself that they're there. Find comfort in the fact that they are there, and you can talk to any of them and all of them and ask them to give you support and guidance each and every day. Bring them in your life. And when you do, it helps you to, be able to look at those good things and less at the bad things. It helps you to create the positive, happy things in each day. We have all that stuff to bring out into the world and to keep ourselves going and motivated, and they want to help us with that anytime we're having a hard time doing it. So call on them, because they want to be there. They want to show you that they're there and give you the helping hand.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. One more thing. I am taking care of my mom's, well, it would have been my mom's fiance. He's still living, and he lives right up above me. I live in an apartment complex. He lives above me, and I take care of him, and the little dog he has. Is my mom appreciative that I take care of her fiance?
Oh, yes. She's very thankful, you know, because that was her intention to be there to do it, right? And she's very proud that you're stepping up and doing that. Her heart is full of love because of that. So you make her very proud.
Yeah.
That's what I'm seeing.
Yeah, because he's living off his pension right now, and he's almost 80 years old, and my mom was in her 60s. And I tried to help him best I can because he doesn't have a car. We take him to his doctor's appointment. When he financially doesn't have anything, we help him best we can financially, and we take care of the puppy that he has. Him and my mom share. Now he has it, and whatever the dog needs, we help out the best way we can. So I know how my mom felt about that.
Yeah. Oh, she definitely is. I just see her almost like, you know, someone putting their hands together and bowing, saying, thank you. Very, very appreciative that you're doing that. And that's another reason why she's there for you, supporting you, because that adds more stress to your life, right, to worry about another person. So, you know, she wants you to know she's there. She hasn't just left you to handle all of it.
Yeah.
She's there to support you, give you the strength, so to call on her. So
yeah.
I hope that
I was going to say one thing, because me and my fiance are taking care of her fiance, because they would have gotten married, but they couldn't because it was on Social Security. So
yeah.
She passed, and I just took on that role of taking care of her fiance.
Yeah. No, she's very, 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 very grateful for you for doing that. So she does appreciate it.
Oh, thank you very much, guys.
You're welcome. And you have a great evening.
You're
of course,
welcome.
We're sorry for
you
your
too.
Loss.
You guys
I hope that gives you a little bit of comfort.
That's okay. Thank you very much. You guys have a great evening, too.
All right. You have a great evening,
bye-bye.
Nicole.
Bye.
Bye, Nicole.
Aw, how nice to bring through all these loved ones tonight. Aw.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. And the messages are just so clear, you know, and their energy is so beautiful as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, moms are the, you know, generally just the most pure, you know, comforting energy that you need. So,
yeah,
it's so nice to bring in moms.
yeah.
Of course, not nice that people have lost them, but, you know, nice that they don't ever leave us, no matter what field or plane that they may be on.
Yeah.
All right. Well, are we ready for our next caller, Mayor?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Area code 856, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
It's Rosemary, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing good.
Do you have a question for us?
If there's any messages or which way to go for me. Because I'm on the borderline right now, making the choice, you know, with so-called friends, so they're not communicating with me, so I'm wondering if I should go that way or just back off because you're not communicating with me. Why should I? Excuse my language. Why the heck not do it, if that makes sense.
Rosemary,
it's
Mary. I'm sorry. A card fell out for you just like I was only shuffling and it just like came out. So I it's so like I need to say it. I'm sorry, Liz.
Nope.
Go ahead. So it says, dearest you, let us ask you, are you looking for happiness outside of your everyday, moment-to-moment experience, thinking you will find happiness out there someday? So many people go chasing a magic it out there, but it never could be found there. So we want to share a secret that shouldn't be a secret. You are pure joy. And you know that, Rosemaria. What made you is pure joy. And every time you wake up and even when you sleep, you have joy waiting to be expressed inside you. Joy and happiness and fullness come from doing joy, being joy, knowing it, cultivating it, and lighting it in your heart so you can share it. You must know this so when the time comes, you will be fully free and your joyful being and actions will turn you into a beacon of starlight. Look within and be joyful, even for tears and loss, for they mean you have lived, really lived. Jump into it all and love every minute. We all love you like crazy over here. And it says, hope floats in the back. So what I'm getting from this card is that, you know, obviously you're pure joy. You know, there are times that you call the show and you're just so bubbly and happy. And, you know, today's not one of those times, but just bringing in joy. So what I've learned in, you know, in my meditations is that we can actually bring in joy into our body. So once and emanate it out to the world as well, right? So we're in a meditative state, you know, just bring in joy, that feeling of joy, and remember what that feels like, and just breathe it in to every part, every molecule, every bone of your cell, of your body, and you'll see that just joy is going to be emanating out of you, and that's what's going to be attracted to you, people that are joyful, you know, because that's what you're going to be like, vibrating joy. And that's what I wanted to share with you, because every morning, like, I bring in the feeling of joy into me, and that's exactly what I get from, you know, everywhere I go is joy. So you, whatever you bring in is what you're going to give out, and that's what's going to come back to you. So being in that joyful mood, you know, and being happy, you know, and remember, happiness is not outside of you. It's within you. You know, you have to be happy with yourself, you know, looking in the mirror and saying, I love you, Rosemaria, I love you, you know, and just meaning it. And I think like affirmations will really help for you as well. So that's what I have, Rosemaria. I hope that helped, but you know, you are happiness, so, you know, looking outside of you is, first, it has to be within you. So I'll see what Liz has to share with you.
I have to say I'm fully animated because I think last week, 2 weeks ago, I lost a friend of mine that I'd met through work. I've only known her a short time, but we had a deep connection, you know. And one of the things I posted when she passed was in the Christmas of 2020, she brought me a Christmas ornament, and it said joy on it. And that's what I posted when she passed on my page because I would miss her. And I've come to realize her presence to me now is when I see the word joy, or I have that emotion overcome my body. So as Mary said, joy, I immediately felt her come in, and I just, the message from that was that life is short, so do what makes you happy. And so I just wanted to give that to you, and that wasn't my card reading, but it came in as Mary gave her message, and I thought, oh, how beautiful. So thank you for bringing my friend in that I'm missing, Rosemaria. That was very special to give you a message. And the first card that I got when I shuffled is, be aware of the signs today that your angels are near. And I felt like you're getting warning signs. That's why you're hesitant. That's why you're second-guessing and you're questioning.
And this is confirmation that they are giving you the signs. They're putting them out there for you to notice. And, you know, they're saying, hey, if it doesn't feel right, don't do it. You are aware and you do know. And they want you to tap into that because you have that ability. You know that you have that ability. You've done it before. And then the second card I got, and I got chills again as Mary talked, the card is forgive. And it says, forgiveness of self, forgiveness to self. This will bring forgiveness to others and new buds to blossom. So, again, that self-confidence, that knowing and that trust in yourself that you have 100% capability and the ability to get yourself through everything and anything you have to do in this life. You need no one else. You are more than powerful enough to do it. And to know that, they really want you to tap in, just like Mary said, and get that self-confidence. You know, look yourself in the eyeballs in the mirror and say, I love you, Rose Maria. I love you. You got to love you. You've got to. Because if you don't, who else is going to? You've got to do it. And the card number is 8. And I just thought that was great because it's the infinite potential. And I want you, you know, it's all within you. You have all the capability and all the strength you need to do everything that you want to do in this life. You don't need to rely on anyone else. And then the last card I got for you was stillness. And again, I thought this was beautiful. Peace within self, peace with the outside world, rest in this stillness that allows you to discover new horizons. So again, just being in that place of, you know, loving you and knowing that you are a solid foundation. You are the rock that you need in your life. You are the rock that you're seeking. You have it all. And there's no need to look anywhere else. You have everything you need to do everything and anything you want to. And yes, those are signs that are there for you. They are real. Don't ignore them. Don't push them to the side. They're putting them there for you to know. They're putting them there to show you. And you're asking for them, but then you're saying, oh, no, that's not it. So they want you to, they are, you know, reaffirming that yes, it is. So I hope that helps you because you do know in your, you know, tapping right now into your gut and asking yourself the question, you know the answer. And you know how you feel about it. So, Rose Maria, you're such a beautiful person and you have so much to give and share with the world. And I hope that you realize that and recognize it and tap into that potential because you've got so much within you. You really do.
Yeah.
I hope
it's
that.
Like, I don't want to do it that way. So if they want it that way, I have to do it that way, I guess, if that's what they're trying to tell me.
They're pushing you. They wouldn't push you. You know, they push you and make you uncomfortable because it's time to grow. We're not supposed to stay in the same place forever. We're supposed to be changing all the time. And they tend to make our situations uncomfortable when it's time for us to change and come and level up, really. You're only going higher into beautiful, more beautiful places. So allow yourself to fly. Allow yourself to open your wings and ride the wind because they're sending it all your way for great things. They really are. Let them
help you. So that means I have to go for it. Yeah, I guess I have to do it that way, I guess. He wants me to bring the...
It's not so terrible.
I don't want to. I guess that's the way he's going to wake up. Cool.
All right.
Rosemary, I got... sorry, Liz. I wanted to pull a healing crystal for you because, you know, I feel like it would help you. And the healing crystal that I was guided to give you was the, Chariot. It's like Chariote. and it's for generosity, acceptance, which that's what Spirit wants you to do, accept their plan for you, and illumination, which is opening you up. And it's a purple and gray and black crystal, and it works with the crown chakra, the third eye, and the heart. And this chariot marries spiritual energy with deep heart chakra love. This high vibration crystal has some powerful effects. It will remind you to be present in the here and now while helping you accept the past and whatever the future may bring. It's a wonderful tool for enhancing empathy and inspiring the desire to be of service to others. It can also help you overcome fear and nurture the courage you need to get through a challenging or difficult time. It stimulates your body's energy flow and can inspire a great proliferation of positivity, which you need. It also opens a connection to the divine, which you also need, creating space for spiritual guidance and insight. Healers believe it strengthens physical resilience as well. So for personal, it wants you to keep it near you as a reminder to live in the moment, in the now, and stop thinking so much about the future and the past. In the home, it helps make service to others a priority in a household. And work, it increases motivation and reduces procrastination. So the crystal, if you have a pen, it's spelled C-H-A-R-O-I-T-E. Okay, Rosemaria?
I believe, okay. Mary, it's, they pronounce it Charite. And I'll just
Charite?
I have a beautiful Charite, yep. A friend of mine, she wraps crystal jewelry, and she gifted me for my birthday a couple years ago. It's a Charite and a Herkimer diamond necklace that I wear.
Wow.
And I
love
it.
Beautiful.
It really, I was going to say, on the days, Rosemaria, where I really need to have a little extra strength and self-confidence and, like, you know, maybe a little extra oomph to get through the day, I wear that necklace, and it helps me so much. It makes me feel so comforted and grounded. So I would definitely recommend a lot of the crystal stores will have them in tumbles, little tumbles, and they have these things. I call them crystal cages. It's like a metal spiral ball, and you can put it on any kind of necklace, or you can, you know, shove it in your pocket, your bra, wherever you want to put it. And you can
yeah.
put any crystal in there. What's nice about it is you just pull it open, you can throw the crystal in there, and then you're able to wear it. And then, you know, if you have other crystals, you can switch them out. But they're fairly inexpensive for those little sphere things. And I like those too, because then you can do whatever crystal you need at the time. But the Charite, I would definitely recommend wearing it on your body or carrying it in a pocket, because it's very, very, very grounding and comforting when you do. So, and it's beautiful. It's a beautiful stone.
Yeah, it is. Well, thank you. I'm so glad that you know its properties, because this is the first time I came across it. But, you know, it was guided to be given to Rosemaria. So it's a beautiful crystal for sure.
So get yourself a piece of Charite, Rosemaria. You've got this. It's going to be your power stone.
Cool. Appreciate it.
All right. You're welcome. Give us a call back and let us know how you're doing, okay?
Yeah, that means I'm going full force, I guess. I got to bring power. All right, cool.
Come on,
appreciate
girlfriend.
It.
Stay with conviction. We're all here for you. We're cheering you on. You're going to do amazing things. You just wait.
Yes.
Cool.
We can't
appreciate
wait to
it.
Hear about it. All right. Have a great night.
You too.
Oh, that was so sweet. Yeah, I love Charite. Is very, very beautiful. I didn't know what it was, so I was gifted that pendant. And when I wear it, I just, like I said, I feel so grounded and connected. It really gives me that extra strength when I know I'm going to have, like, a rough day or something. I put it on. So It's very, 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 very comforting. And a beautiful stone, like I said, absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, and it's one you can gorgeous. Pick up fairly readily. And it's, you know, it's like a rose quartz or something where it's very, it's readily available at most crystal stores, like I said.
Oh,
and,
that's nice to know. Okay.
And inexpensively in tumbles, you know, because sometimes you look up these crystals and you go to buy them, you're like, whoa, they want a lot for them. But Charite's one that's fairly common. So a lot of places have it, you know, for just a couple of dollars. Plus a couple of dollars to make yourself feel wonderful.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh.
Yeah, I really feel like it's going to help her a lot. Like,
oh, absolutely.
I love the way Spirit guided me. I kept looking at the book. I'm like, okay. I was like, okay, I'll pick one out for her.
Yeah, and you have to
just guide me
for anybody
to whatever crystal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's nice when you
I
do
love
that,
giving crystals out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when
nice,
people need it. Like, I know Rosemaria has potential, you know, like lots of potential. She's spiritual.
Oh, yeah.
It's just she has to believe in herself, you know, and believe that she can do it. And I believe this crystal is really going to open up her chakras, you know, and it's really going to help her. So,
yeah. Well, I can't wait till she starts getting in that rhythm of, you know, your vibe increasing and increasing and increasing and feeling better and better and better,
mm-hmm.
you know, because that's really what propels you to keep going and keep, you know, keep yourself at that level, because you don't like to go back down to where you didn't feel so confident or where you felt, you know, a little depressed or defeated. Your vibe starts to go the other direction and you start feeling good. You want to keep feeling good. You want more of it. And it's, you know, it's like a drug, I guess. It's addicting. You want to feel better.
Yeah,
better,
there's
better.
No stopping you then. It's just like that's the way I feel. Like, it's like no stopping me right now, because I'm just like, you know, like I say, I bring in joy every day and love every day into my body and then emanate it out to the universe, send it out to the universe so that everyone in the universe can feel that love as well. You know, we are what, like, I feel like, you know, we can change how we feel just by giving our body that, you know. And I've changed a lot, you know, of the way I never used to do that in the morning. I just used to say my affirmations and being grateful and my prayers. And now it's just like meditating as well and just, you know, sending out love to everybody, but also giving my body love, because, you know, the body's separate, you know. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's
I was going to say, every Tuesday when we end meditation, you know, I have everyone sit up when we're done and with their eyes closed, and they put their hand on, one hand on their heart, one hand on their belly, and you do that after meditation to ground you so that you remember where you're connected to the earth and all that. And I have them take a moment and feel their heartbeat and feel their lungs breathing and, you know that their blood is circulating through their body, and to thank their body for doing that for them, because it does it without them asking, without them, you know, appreciating it and giving it gratitude. And a lot of times, right, our body shows up and does all these functions for us without us even taking great care of it. And it shows up every day regardless, right? So it's so important to you know, give your body a little gratitude and say, hey, thanks for showing up, even when I take advantage of you.
Yes.
You know.
So true.
And connect with that. So it makes a big difference when you do that, too, because you say to the universe, hey, I appreciate what I have, and I'm grateful for it, and I want more good stuff, right? I want more positive stuff. And it just keeps bringing it to you and bringing it to you and bringing it to you. And there's you're just getting happier and happier. Like, there's no limit to your happiness, right? And it's not just happiness, but it becomes security, right? You feel stable. Mm-hmm. You know, when you can finally trust in the universe that everything is going to come, you're always going to have what you need when you need it, that you'll never go without, that you'll never fall flat. The universe continually brings the things that you need right into your path. Usually at the same time, as soon as you need it, here it comes. Like it's, you know, now it happens so fast for me that I'm like, okay, sometimes I don't even know I need it yet. And here it is. And, you know, and that's what happens when you just know that it's all going to work out. You know, because for a long time,
it's a matter of trusting, right?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Just knowing that
it's the
universe,
the way we always
say,
what is it? Let go and let God.
Let God.
Just trusting. Let go, let God. I miss Lenny and Nicola.
I know. I was thinking about Nicola the other day. I know I have to email her to get a hold of her now. So I've been thinking about her. I should send her a message. I hope she's doing well.
Yeah.
You know, she had a lot going on. So, Mary, I picked a card for you.
Oh, you did?
I did. I'm using my friend Lorraine. She made this beautiful deck. It's called Unveiling, and it has a lot to do with the chakras, and there's beautiful pictures that correlate with the chakra things and earthy messages and stuff. It's a very beautiful deck, and the images she used on it are all personal photos that she took at different places her and her husband have traveled. So it's really beautiful. but it's card number 15, and it is a throat chakra card, and it is explore. Mm-hmm. And it's a picture of the beach. And I know that you are, and I'll send you a picture of this because the clouds almost look like two angel wings.
You know, I love the beach. I love the water.
I know.
And I love everything angel. Hello.
Yes.
That's why our show is called Angels, right?
Yeah.
So,
couldn't get
that's
more
beautiful.
Perfect, here is your message. Exploration of self and surroundings. How are your bodies, mind, body, spirit? How is the weight you sometimes decide to carry today? Be honest with yourself. So be more in touch with you and what you're feeling every day, mm-hmm. what you are sharing. I know you're in the middle of this fasting. Call it I don't want to say diet because I feel like that always has negative connotation, but fasting.
Juicing and intermittent fasting, it's so amazing.
A food
yeah.
regimen, right?
Mm-hmm.
We'll call it a food regimen.
Yeah.
So you are doing that. You're becoming more aware of your body and how it feels, right? And
mm-hmm.
When we are connected with spirit and we're in touch with that feeling and this feeling of happiness that we were just talking about, right? Then we want to take better care of ourselves. We become more aware of the way our body, our physical body feels, and we want to be in touch with making it feel good. So I feel like this is confirmation for you that you are doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. And spirit is giving you the kudos for taking this step and doing this work. But also I know, you know, you're thinking about embarking on some new adventures. So I feel like the explorer is also saying, you know, this is your time to go out and have a little fun and see the things you want to see and do the things you want to do. So, a little message for you from Spirit this evening.
Wow. I have to say that resonated. As soon as you gave me the message, my left ear popped like, hello. So I have to tell you the story, right? So yesterday, you know, I'm fasting and juicing. Yesterday, my daughter sent me a picture of this beautiful meal. She made like a fried chicken sandwich with French fries.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like the Chick-fil-A type of, you know. So I'm like, oh, my gosh. I am so hungry. I'm like, why would you do that? I'm like, she always sends me photos of what she cooks because, you know, she tries to so she goes to restaurants, tries the recipe, and she does it, recreates everything herself, right, for my grandchildren and her husband. and herself. Yeah. So anyway, she sent this picture, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm so hungry. I need to eat. I had fasted, like, the whole day. I barely juiced because I was down to my last, like, carrots. I used all the carrots, so I had carrots and apple juice, right, and apples, right, juiced apples. And I was like, okay, I need to make myself a quesadilla. So guess what? I make myself an egg and cheese quesadilla on a tomato basil wrap. And guess what happens? I was so sick. So I was like,
oh,
there you go.
No.
It's a confirmation, yeah. That card, like, feel your body, right? Yesterday, I felt so terrible after eating that I was like, yeah, I'm not doing that again. Like, I'm not even going to buy it anymore because I know that it doesn't sit right within me anymore because I'm trying to eat so high vibe, you know, just plant, not plant-based, earth-grown, you know, like
right.
veggies and, you know, and fruits and just like juicing them and just not letting go of that protein, you know, and the nutrients and vitamins out of it, you know. So it's like a reminder that to stick with it because it's working. You know, I would have never thought that I could go more than 15 hours without eating, and I have. Like I mentioned in last show, I used to get hangry, like really hangry. if someone didn't give me food or if I didn't eat, I would be like, ah, I need food. Now it's just like I'll drink water and I'm fine. Like, but yesterday with that picture from my daughter, I was like, oh. So I asked her tonight before the show, I'm like, what are you cooking tonight? She's like, do you really want to know? And I'm like, yeah, you can, because I have fruits and veggies already. You know, I had juice already, so it's ready. And she's like, well, I'm making plantains and grilled. And I'm like,
oh. Yeah.
So I was like, but she's like, don't worry, Mom. I won't send a picture. I was like, please don't.
Yeah. So we're hearing about it is enough.
Yes. I'm like, oh, my mouth was like all watery. She's like, Mom, I sense your mouth is all watery. I'm like, yes, you're something right.
Well,
I was like, please don't send me a picture because I'll go back to the fridge and make something.
Well, and now you know that your body doesn't resonate with that stuff. You know, so many people are finding these dietary things that, you know, like dairy doesn't agree with them. It's just something we've eaten all our lives, right? Or taken into our body.
Yes.
And many people, you know, I don't have a problem. I can eat anything, which is up here if you see me. But, you know, so many people, they'll find that, you know, they've eaten dairy or drank milk their whole life, right? And they never understood why they have these terrible stomach pains and this and that. And it's because they don't, they shouldn't be eating dairy or drinking it.
Yeah.
Our bodies all process it properly. And, you know, we're one of the only mammals in the world that drinks the milk of another mammal. You know, no other species does that. And they say that's something that isn't normal and that our body should reject it. I have read, for me, I still drink milk, but you know, for some people out there, I'm always curious about these things. But gluten, you know, my work partner, she's about 10 years older than I am. So she's in a different stage of life and, you know, she's having hot flashes. And she's like, I don't want to do this. And so she did some research, and she said, I'm going to try cutting out gluten because they say if you cut gluten out, you won't have hot flashes. And she's done it for the last 2 months, and it's worked. She hasn't had any of those, you know, hormonal episodes. So, you know, really tuning into your body and knowing, you know, now you know your body say no. Crap that gimme, Mary, because you've got a nut all out, and we're very healthy and happy.
And it's so funny because I think, like you said, it was the dairy. It was the cheese. Because, I mean, the tomato basil wraps I've always had, I mean, I don't think they're bad. And the eggs, I'm not allergic to the eggs because I get the pasteurized, all natural ones. And they're just so much better. But, like, regular eggs, I cannot eat. Like, I'll get a bellyache, yeah. But it has to be pasteurized. If yeah. not, I can't have them. Like, anytime I go somewhere, I'm like, are those pasteurized eggs? Like, the other day, I was at a friend's house, and he made me breakfast. And I was like, are those pasteurized? They're white eggs. They're normally brown. And he's like, yes, they're pasteurized. I'm like, are you sure? I'm like, you don't want me sick.
Yeah.
I'm
fortunate where I am. I'm in a very rural area in upstate New York. So, you know, we're in farmland. So I'm often able to buy local eggs that people,
awesome.
Get right here. A lot of people have chickens
yes.
in their yard. So I'm able to get eggs,
awesome.
You know, readily that are fresh and, you know, all those things.
Yes.
So I know there is a difference, you know, it does feel better.
Yes,
it tastes
there
better.
Is.
You feel better. You know, a lot of times those big corporations, farms that are pumping out all those eggs for grocery stores, they're using a lot of like
mm-hmm.
hormones and things to make their
yes.
animals produce faster. And that's the kind of stuff that's then
yes.
going into our bodies that isn't so great.
Yes.
Yep. And, you yep. know, same with processed and packaged foods, you know, that's full of all kinds of chemicals and things as well that, you know, you
yes.
think even 30, 40 years ago, these were not such big items. You know, people were buying more fresh food, not so much prepared. And
mm-hmm.
the health problems that are arising now versus then, you see a difference, right? And we kind of have to wonder where all these cancers are coming from, if they're not coming from,
mm-hmm.
you know, some of it from our food because of the
mm-hmm.
the other things in it. So,
yeah, I agree. I totally agree.
And knowing when we feel good is a big deal. It's very
yeah.
important. So
I totally agree. Definitely.
Yeah. You know, and that's why many people make the choice too. You know, to be vegetarian or vegan or whatever they decide. And it's sometimes it's a personal thing, religious thing, but other times it's some people can't. Some empaths have a hard time being able to eat things from another source where, you know, it's been raised for the purpose of feeding other people, right? Like, they can't eat an animal
mm-hmm.
that's been killed for food. It just doesn't feel good to them. So
yeah.
there's all kinds of things that go along with food, you know?
yeah, I know. And it's getting more and more, like, you're right. Like, I've been feeling that a lot. Like, now that I'm, like, juicing, I'm like, I don't really need meat. And every time I eat red meat, like steak, I used to love steak, like filet mignon. And it's like, I can't eat it anymore. I get sick for, like, 3 days. So I stopped eating
yeah.
steak. You know, and little by little, I'll let it all go. And the same thing with pastas. I mean, I was a pasta lover. Like, oh my
yeah,
gosh, like pasta. If
like
I could eat pasta
isn't.
Every day, Liz, I would eat pasta every day.
I hear you. So terribly
I think
bad for
in
us.
In a former lifetime, I was Italian and Mexican. Those are my two favorites.
That's funny.
Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to pull a card from the Gateway of Light Activation Oracle deck by Carl. Do you have that for you?
I do not, and I've been watching. It's his new one, right? I've been seeing it on his page.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. You should see it. It's amazing.
Send me a sale that you're having a sale.
Yeah, I know. I have so many cards that I'm like, I think I'm going to, like, I'm thinking of gifting because there's like, look at this one. Oh, this is
ooh.
Beautiful. Oh, my gosh. It says Crown Chakra Upgrade, Divine Connection and Holy Experiences and Miraculous Energy. Wow. And it's the dove, you know, the dove opened up. Oh, my gosh. Wait till you see this. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to send it to you. Wow.
Oh,
that is
wait.
So beautiful. Oh.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, and there's an activation, too, that you should do. I'll send you the whole picture of everything. That way you do the activation as well.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah,
I
you
love
can Scott. Connect.
Today's his birthday, actually. Did you see
oh,
that?
Really? Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't see, because I barely was online today. Like I told you, I just, like, I was out there meditating almost all day. Like, literally, I spent the whole day outdoors today.
If it was
70
here, I probably would have been outdoors.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow, get this, it's going to be 26.
Yeah. Well, that's
the
so
cold
here,
is
26,
and I think
30-something. Yeah. I'd say it was in the 50s here today. It wasn't terribly cold for this time of year.
Oh, okay.
So it's tolerable. And, but tomorrow night we're supposed to get a lot of snowstorm coming through, and you know DC and I are kind of in the same weather belt, so we're supposed to start like 7 o'clock tomorrow night, snow and ice, and carrying over to like Friday at 7 o'clock, so to maybe 7 inches, which that's not horrendous
Whoa.
For here either.
That's, well,
that's
not bad for you.
I'm
guys,
like, that's a
right?
small storm.
Yeah, yeah, that
but,
is. For you guys,
ice
yes,
is
that
what
is.
Causes the problem. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what
ice.
Scares me, like the ice. Yep.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh, okay. But I have a friend here from out of town. She comes up. I live near Animal Adventure Park, which is where April the Giraffe, if you remember her from a couple years ago, of the internet fame. They had a webcam of April the Giraffe. She was pregnant, and they filmed her until she had her baby, and the birth was on, you know, their Facebook page and everything. So that's just a few miles from me. And so she's here to go to Animal Adventures fundraising gala this weekend, and she invited me to go with her. So she says Friday night's supposed to be like
that's
a little
beautiful.
Mixer. And she goes, I don't know if we're going to go Friday. And I said, that's okay. Saturday night is the big dinner and everything. So we'll be, you know, looking forward to that Saturday, spending time with her at that event. So it'll be neat. She's a, you know, it's such a great park too. If you ever get to come up this way, Mary, I'll take you.
I have to do that before I move. I think I wanna come up before I move, because once I move, I don't think I'll be coming down, you know, from the Midwest.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
To New York.
But you're thinking about Ohio, right?
Yeah, Ohio, yep.
Yeah, that's not far, but it's far. I mean, it is next to New York, but it's still, from where I am, it'll take 5 hours to get to the border of New York and Ohio.
Oh, yeah, and then I'll be in, like, another 3 hours from there, from
right,
the border.
In the middle.
Yeah.
So it's not gonna be close at all.
No.
Yeah, we should definitely plan a weekend, because DC is only like an hour from me. So we should do a girls weekend and have everyone come, and we can
just
stay at the Airbnb and we can have fun.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Yep. We're definitely gonna do that for sure. I'm gonna put it on the to-do list for sure before moving.
Well, wait till snow's done flying, because no one wants to travel in that.
No. Yeah, I know. But, you know, I'm leaving in the spring. So it has to be
in
the spring.
I didn't know if you had picked a firm date yet. So,
it's in May.
I think, you know, 2 weeks. I say the next 2 weeks is always the best potential for storms, and then beyond that, we're pretty much good. You know, and
I think
an anomaly every once in a while,
it starts getting nicer.
Yeah. So definitely, we'll have to plan something.
We'll
love a nice
fine.
Time.
Yeah.
Well, Mayor, I think that's the end of the show.
Yes. Yes,
we have a few
is.
Minutes left, and no one waiting in our queue. So it's been nice chatting this evening. We don't get this opportunity very often at all.
I know.
So it's nice.
This is surprising.
And I know. And to share a little bit more about different things that we're doing. We don't just come on the radio and connect with people's loved ones or read cards. We, you know, so much more to what we do in the spiritual lifestyle, I guess. you know, the things that we add and share with other people too. You know, I know you share a lot of what you're learning with others as well. And, you know, it's so important. I love I always say I picked my name for my business, Liz Pfister Life Lighter, because I said I just want to be like the spark that ignites people to start on this spiritual journey, to start on this path. Like, if I can spark their interest about one thing, it'll take them down a million roads. They just have to be interested in one thing. And as soon as they start to go and they see, right, when you start witnessing and getting those confirmations and the knowings that it's real, you want more. And that just keeps you branching out. But it also elevates the quality of your life in so many ways, right? Your mental, you know, mentally, your life, spiritually, physically, right? It's more than just, you know, being right with
everything,
you know, source or whatever. There's so much more to it. So, and
it's being one with source, right?
Come here. Our birthright is to be happy. And so many of us don't live that way. We think we have to be miserable and we have to work hard when, you know, if we really focus on being happy and creating that happiness, things come so much easier. And I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know when society went backwards and made it all, you know, the other way around. But I think it's so important
for people to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you can, you know, have such a different life and be successful and have what you need and be happy. You don't have to be miserable.
Yep.
So it's a beautiful thing. And I want everyone to know that. I want everyone to experience it because it's life is so much easier this way.
Yes, it is. It is. I'm telling you. Wow. This is beautiful, Liz. Thank you so much. Thank you for my card. Don't forget to send it to me.
I've got it right here.
Okay.
Sometimes I shuffle them back and I'm like, don't leave it right there so you don't forget. So I will absolutely
send you a
photo.
We were so in sync as always. I love you so much and thank you. Thank you for everything.
Thank you. And of course we're missing DC, but we'll hopefully have her back here next week. All three of us can be here and be another magical episode of Angel Answers.
Yes, for sure. Have a good night, everybody.
Right.
Have a good night, Liz.
Right. You too, Mary. Love ya.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Love you too.
God bless.